this fall. Among the new class offerings at the University of Houston is PEB 4197, the WEE Performance Class. It doesn't mean the WEE, W-E-E, Performance Class. It's W-I-I, as in the Nintendo game system. Students will earn 1 credit hour for playing WEE twice a week for 20 to 30 minutes. The classroom is a converted racquetball court with 10 WEE stations. Charles Lane is chairman of the Department of Health and Human Performance.
Probably about 9 months ago, my program director, Dr. Randy Weintraub, and myself got the idea. You know, we saw the WEE Fitness had come out, and our department is devoted to providing physical activity opportunities for all sorts of students. And we thought, well, why don't we try to capture a larger element of the student body? As you know, the University of Houston has a diverse student population, and there's a number of people who may be interested in fitness but didn't want to take one of these classes or had no experience in one of the traditional classes. So I said, well, why don't we try to make something for them? Over the years, we've added, you know, in that spirit, a number of courses like Tai Chi, Judo, Pilates that, again, trying to attract a larger audience. This was just a natural extension of that.
But if I understand this, the students who take the course, they're not coming in to just, say, play tennis with the WEE or play golf with it or something, but they're using the WEE Fitness program.
Right. So there's not a focus on the WEE sports, as in the football or the, you know, shooting basketballs or tennis or bowling. The emphasis on the WEE Fitness activities. So we have Pilates classes, we have yoga classes, we have essentially what is a circuit training where you do some of the more traditional activities like sit-ups, push-ups, et cetera. And what we like about the WEE is that we can log in and it records your activities. You know, so we have a permanent record of what people have done in terms of their physical activity. And also while you're working with the WEE, it's giving you immediate feedback. And if we think about yoga and you're in a, you know, sun salutation pose, it's providing you feedback. Are you doing this correctly? Which actually makes it very attractive relative to some of the face-to-face opportunities where you have one instructor for maybe 25 students.
So it really checks out the expense of having the WEE devices. You could have a Pilates class or yoga class without the WEE, but the feedback is that much more valuable to you.
Well, yeah, and the goal here is there are people who may have instant physical activity, but maybe they're not confident enough to join a regular yoga class. Like, oh, you know, I can never do that. And what we're hoping through the WEE is that this can be served as sort of a gateway class, that if they have a positive experience, let's say again with WEE yoga, that maybe next semester they'll join the face-to-face class.
Do students actually work up a sweat with the WEE, or is it more tame than that?
No, it's absolutely, you can work up a sweat with that. You know, so it depends on the actual activity. If you go through the right sequence of activities, yes, you're going to work up a sweat.
But this is a game system, and these are college students we're talking about. Even in this course, does there come a time when the students, get a chance to do a little WEE bowling or one of the games in the system?
Yeah, so we'll work that into, and, you know, again, the nice part about WEE, so we have 10 systems in our modified racquetball court, so we have an opportunity to actually have tournaments in no matter what sport we would choose. So if we had a tennis tournament or we had the bowling tournament. So, yeah, we'll definitely work in some of those. They'll have elements of physical activity in them, but most of the class will be developed or devoted to the fitness side of the WEE.
Well, thanks for talking with us, you bet.
You bet. Thanks very much.
That's Professor Charles Lane, who is chairman of the Department of Health and Human Performance at the University of Houston.